Hello everyone. Has peer pressure ever gotten the best of you? Maybe it's not just a problem for teenagers, as any adult would be able to tell you. If you've ever piled on to someone that people were dismissing as a zero or making fun of, then peer pressure got the best of you. If you've ever cheated because a bossy person or even a bossy boss was demanding that you do it, then there you go. Have you turned a blind eye to a loved one's sin and then even acted like it was not a problem? And even if they weren't repenting or a Christian, that you thought they were okay with God as is? Peer pressure got the best of you if that has ever been your mojo. How about if you've ever believed that whoever dies with the most toys wins, like the rest of the world, and then craved and competed to get the most toys because you thought that would make you happy? These are all ways that peer pressure can get the best of us, and there's a thousand more where that came from. Peter would know exactly what you mean if you said, peer pressure got the best of me. The night before Jesus died, Jesus warned him that peer pressure was going to get the best of him, that he would deny Jesus three times that very night before the rooster crowed before dawn. And Peter boasted and bragged and puffed up and said, no, Lord, I'm not going to do that. I'm willing to die with you. And yet, in the wee hours of the morning, after Jesus had been arrested and betrayed, as Peter was milling around in the courtyard, warming his hands by the fire, a servant girl approached him and said, aren't you one of his? No, I'm not. And then again, no, I'm not one of his. And then yet a third time, I swear to you, I'm not. I don't know him at all. Then the rooster crowed. God's word hit Peter like a ton of bricks as the way things worked out. Jesus was being led from one part of the courtyard to another, and he turned to look straight at Peter. He melted down in repentance for falling to peer pressure. Listen to these words from Luke chapter 22. Peter replied, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. Peter fell into peer pressure not just once, twice, but three times that night. And that's after piling sin on sin before that, when he ignored Jesus' words, trusting in himself instead of in Jesus. But here's the thing. He then repented. He went outside. He wept bitterly. He was so distraught over his sinfulness, over falling into peer pressure, over wanting to save his own skin instead of honoring God first. And the Lord forgave him from that entirely. And what's more, wanted Peter to keep going. He wanted Peter to live in the full free forgiveness Jesus had lived and died and risen to provide him, and wanted him to be an apostle of his, a leader of his church, to keep sharing the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins that now he knew very, very well all about from personal experience. Peter went on to boldly, just 50 days later, preach a sermon on Pentecost that ended up in 3,000 people being baptized, and he took the gospel to the ends of the earth. If you find yourself falling because of peer pressure or tempting and struggling because of it in some way, shape, or form, know that it's certainly not too late for you to repent either and live in that repentance. Drop your peer pressure failings at the cross. Rise up from them anew in what Jesus has lived and died to provide you. Defend the vulnerable. Honor God first instead of thinking that other people who are bossy and pushy are the ones to honor first. Speak the truth in love, even if it means you've got to tell a loved one to stop sinning, because this is important. Your soul is at stake. Trust that salvation in Jesus is the best thing you could possibly ever acquire. You have it by his grace. Whoever dies with Jesus in their heart wins, not anything else. Dear Christian, as you consider dealing with peer pressure in a Christ-centered way. God bless you as you soak in those words, repent and trust.